And now, here's Dr. Audrey Akins with your revelatory word for today.
Our word for today is seasons. In Acts 1:7, we find Jesus saying, "It is not for you to know times or seasons God keeps in his own power." These are times men may feel are uncertain, yet they prove to be set by God and times in which he works to produce fruitfulness. This is fruitfulness he's established that must be seen, but in his time. In such times, he develops purposed things, unseen, invisible, and yet deathless, and so everlasting they may well seem impossible. So they require from us a faith lived, not just spoken, but exercised as our believing but God. We also find seasons in Acts 20 and 18, but there they are called chronos, signifying a space of fixed time. They refer to established segments of measurable spaces and periods of time, and they are times it eventually will become evident something not just exists, but is God-purposed, so energized by him to suddenly be seen as flourishing, suddenly expanding, opening, taking hold, increasing where we thought there was no life, no movement. And then they move to the forefront as he's ordered to be seen so that he is glorified. Our but God significance is we really need to study so we know the difference between times being what we see and what God has sent. For God sets time as opportunity for us to become fruitful, beautiful, be our best self, and live our best life.
This has been your word for today with Dr. Audrey Akins.